morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa. It's Thursday, November 27th. And today is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving warmly gathers family and friends from near and far to share a bountiful feast, create lasting memories, and express heartfelt gratitude for blessings big and small. So on behalf of all of us here at Sunny Mornings Media, have an amazing day and save me a slice of chocolate cream pie. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 1+ foot waves rolling in from the south-southwest. Conditions stay consistent with 1+ foot waves through the morning, but by 1 p.m., they drop to 1 foot and become fair. Winds are offshore at 4 miles per hour early, shifting onshore by 10 a.m. at 4 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 3-foot low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first low tide on Thursday will be 3 feet at 7:45 a.m., followed by a 4-foot high tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start clean with 2 feet and a light east wind on Friday. Saturday sees a slight increase to 2 to 3 feet, remaining clean early, but turning fair as the day progresses. Expect the most size on Sunday, building to 3+ feet with fair conditions, offering the best surf of the period before winds create choppy faces later on. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 60 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy Thanksgiving day, with a high near 67 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 56 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 64 and a light south wind of up to 5 miles per hour. Saturday into Monday stays quiet with mostly sunny to partly sunny skies and highs around 60 to 63, with nights in the low to mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, supporters rallied around Norberto Ambrosio, the owner of Just Peachy Market in Encinitas, who faced his first immigration court appearance in 12 years, potentially leading to deportation. Ambrosio, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico since 1990, built a life in Encinitas after graduating from Carlsbad High School and working in produce. His daughter expressed gratitude for community support, stating, "I know there's a lot of people rallying behind us." Despite a previously closed deportation case, the family was shocked to receive a letter requiring his court appearance. Ambrosio left the federal building to Cheers, expressing heartfelt thanks for the community's love and support. Now on to sports. Thanksgiving weekend NFL games are often more than just a break from holiday feasts. Today and Friday, the matchups hold significant importance as teams compete for playoff positions. The first game features the Green Bay Packers, with a record of 7 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie, facing the Detroit Lions, who have 7 wins and 4 losses. The Packers won their earlier encounter, limiting the Lions to only 13 points. The Kansas City Chiefs, with 6 wins and 5 losses, will take on the Dallas Cowboys, who have 5 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie. Both teams are in desperate need of victories to stay in playoff contention. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals, with a record of 3 wins and 8 losses, face off against the Baltimore Ravens, who have 6 wins and 5 losses. The Ravens have won 5 straight games, while Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow returns from injury. Lastly, the Chicago Bears, with 8 wins and 3 losses, will challenge the Philadelphia Eagles, also with 8 wins and 3 losses, as both teams seek to prove their legitimacy. In local sports, San Diego has transformed from an expansion afterthought to a cup contender, surprising many with its strong debut season. Despite initial skepticism, the team is now just 1 win away from the Major League Soccer Cup. Sporting director Tyler Heaps acknowledged the risks taken to build a unique, adventurous style of play. San Diego's strategy has paid off, leading to a record-setting season with 63 points and 19 wins. Following a narrow victory over Minnesota United, the team prepares for a critical matchup against the Vancouver Whitecaps. Captain Jeb Tursakov emphasized the team's ambition, stating they feel something special is building. In top news, your body has a natural way of getting high, and it is not endorphins. The endocannabinoid system is found throughout the brain and body, playing a key role in everything from memory and learning to sleep and social behavior. The endocannabinoid system is present in all human beings, as well as in other mammals. It is a natural communication system that helps maintain balance. Discovered in 1990, the system responds to various chemicals, including tetrahydrocannabinol and cannabidiol. Endocannabinoids are natural neurotransmitters that activate the same receptors as tetrahydrocannabinol, but they do not produce a high. This system helps regulate vital bodily functions, such as mood, appetite, and immune response. In business news, many major stores, including Costco, Walmart, and Target, will be closed on Thanksgiving this year. However, some major chains will be open under modified hours. For example, Bass Pro Shops will open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., while Dollar Tree will operate from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. In contrast, Aldi, Best Buy, Costco, and Walmart will be closed. In crypto movement, Bitcoin never sleeps and is up 5%. To about $91,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $3,000. And XRP is up 1% to $2.20. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DJI, one of the world's largest drone manufacturers, is facing a full-scale ban in the United States, with a deadline of December 23, 2025, looming ahead. This ban is part of ongoing restrictions from the U.S. government, which has scrutinized DJI since 2017. Adam Welsh, DJI's head of global policy, stated, "This is about forcing the biggest manufacturer of drones out of the market." DJI holds a staggering 77% of the U.S. consumer drone market and approximately 70% globally. If the ban is enacted, it could disrupt industries like agriculture and emergency services that rely heavily on DJI products. And in entertainment news, streaming platform Netflix was down for about an hour for several users in the United States on Wednesday evening, coinciding with the release of the fifth and final season of its hit series, Stranger Things. There were less than 800 reports of the issue as of 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time, down from a peak of 14,290 incidents earlier in the day, according to Down Detector, which tracks outages using multiple sources. Some members briefly experienced an issue streaming on TV devices, but service recovered for all accounts within 5 minutes, Netflix said in an emailed response to Reuters. Netflix has ranked Stranger Things as its third most popular English-language series globally. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Irma Bombeck. And she said, "Thanksgiving dinners take 18 hours to prepare. They are consumed in 12 minutes. Half times take 12 minutes. This is not coincidence." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.